Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, I'm a little down.
I know. That's what we're talking about today.
It's, we're starting to get into some seasons here as we're recording. It's getting a little bit colder. You guys might know we're talking about seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
Is that how we pronounce it?
Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD.
SAD. What is it?
So seasonal affective disorder, as defined by the Mayo Clinic, is a form of depression that primarily affects people during the fall and winter months. Mm. So there's less daylight. This is especially worse for people who are further away from the equator. So the lack of light can mess with your internal clock. So that can lead to feelings of depression, also can make it hard to sleep at the right times. It can affect your serotonin levels, your melatonin levels, and that's what helps to regulate your sleep and your mood. So that all combined together can lead to seasonal affective disorder. Mm. Now there's two different things. There's seasonal affective disorder and there's the winter blues. These are different. So seasonal affective disorder is actually persistent symptoms of depression, feeling sad, angry, irritable on most days.
Okay.
Lack of interest in your activities that you normally enjoy, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, low energy. So this differs from the winter blues because with the winter blues, you're just kind of down. You're just a little bit more unhappy, but you can still go about your daily life. You still are doing things. It doesn't have a significant effect on your lifestyle.
So SAD is like a disruptor.
Yes.
It's like something I might not want to get out of bed.
Yes.
That sort of thing. Winter blues is like you're dragging a little bit, but I'm still getting my work done. I'm still doing my normal stuff.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And the hallmark with this being SAD is that once the sun is back out and the warm weather comes back around, we're okay again. Mm. We're not depressed all year round. It's more concentrated in those colder months.
Now, do people kind of anticipate this coming on, or because it is seasonal, you would imagine that you can kind of prepare for it.
Yeah. Most people, by the time they're adults, they know that they're going to get this.
Okay.
Unless they've just newly moved to a super cold area. Like if you lived in Florida your whole life and then you moved to Michigan and you're 30, that may be the first year that you experience seasonal affective disorder because you've always been in the warm weather all the time. But typical onset is kind of late adolescent, early adulthood.
Okay.
And so it's estimated that 10 to 15 million people in the U.S. deal with this every year.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I think this is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So super, super common, but what can we do about it? Of course, traditional medicine is going to say we'll put you on an antidepressant that time of year, but there's a lot of natural things that we can do to help relieve those symptoms and help prevent getting into full-blown seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
So my favorite is light box therapy, or getting a happy light, as our other provider, Margo, loves to call it.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, Margo's done. Yeah. I love it.
She has her happy light. And the best way to do this is starting in early autumn. You actually start doing light therapy every day.
Okay.
To kind of ward off this ever happening.
Okay.
So the best way to do this, you get a light that produces around 5,000 to 10,000 lux is the way that this is measured. And you set this light up every morning. You want to use it for 20 to 60 minutes every morning.
And you're staring at it?
You don't stare into it.
Okay.
Don't stare into the sun. Don't stare into your light.
Okay.
But you set it up like it would be the sun. So you want it to be kind of shining down onto you.
Got
versus it. Being straight into your face. And you can glance at it, but you don't sit there and stare at it.
Okay.
This is something you just want to set up maybe while you're getting ready in the morning or while you're eating your breakfast. You have this shining on you.
Yeah.
But morning is critical because we're trying to keep that natural circadian rhythm. So this is not something you do at 10 o'clock at night when you're getting ready to go to bed, because then you're stimulating your body to wake up when it's actually time to go to sleep.
Okay.
So light therapy every single day. Have it shining down on you.
And starting early autumn.
Don't wait till things are really bad. Don't wait till it's the dead of winter. You want to get into this habit so we kind of don't ever get to the full-blown seasonal affective disorder.
Real quick, is there a type of light that you like? Happy light? Is it just a...
There's a ton on Amazon. Okay, it's super easy to find.
All of them are good.
Yeah. Okay. What you're looking for is that lux rating. So 5,000 to 10,000 lux is what's going to be the right wavelength that you're looking for. Some of them are blue. Some of them are white. Either one's okay. Most of the ones that I like and that I've seen are just a regular white light.
Got it. Okay.
But it's different than just a light bulb in a lamp.
Got it.
Yeah. Regular exercise. Gets harder in the winter because a lot of people like to do outdoor exercise and it's cold, so we're not doing that anymore. But you've got to do something. So if you get into a routine at home, if you're going to a gym, whatever it may be, we've got to keep that regular exercise going to keep the mood up. Keeping healthy sleep habits.
Yep.
So don't be going to bed at 7 o'clock at night and waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't be going to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and sleeping until noon. We need to keep a very regular cycle. So you want to be in bed, generally I recommend by 11 p.m. in the bed with the lights off. And then we need to be getting up by 6 or 7 a.m. Even though it's still dark outside.
And I do think like routine like that matters so much to just humans.
Yeah.
You know, that's super
cool. Don't wait for the light to wake you up. Which, speaking of, something that can make this better and make that schedule easier to keep is actually a dawn simulator alarm clock. And this is something that is similar to the light box therapy. And you can actually get light boxes that do both. But you have this next to your bed and it simulates the sun coming up in the morning. So if you need to be up at 6 a.m., this thing starts at 5:30 or 5:45 and starts slowly adding light to the room. So you're getting that effect of the sun rising when it's not.
Got it. So even if it's not actually sunny out.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's your alarm clock waking you up like that. And that gentle light makes it easier to wake up and get up and get moving in the morning.
Super cool.
Yeah. Get out in the sunshine when you can. There's some days that it's not going to be there, but the days that it is, even if it's cold, get out in the sunshine.
Yep.
20 to 30 minutes at least outside in the sun every single day is going to be really beneficial.
Okay.
Healthy diet. Don't ever do it on carbs and sugars. Typically, one of the common things that we see with seasonal affective disorder is that people crave those comfort foods, but those comfort foods are what make us feel worse.
Yep.
So you eat heavy carbs, you eat a lot of sugar, it makes you more depressed. So stay away from that kind of stuff. Keep a healthy diet throughout the winter as well.
You know, what's interesting is how I've never thought about doing this, but like actually documenting the things that, whether it's eating or things that you're doing that make you feel bad versus good.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. It can become pretty noticeable. Like, okay, I did this. I felt terrible afterwards,
yeah.
Whether it's just a little depressed or just down. And I did this, like exercise, always feel great afterwards. Yeah. It's interesting.
Learning those patterns. And all of us, like we subconsciously know that, but it's sometimes difficult to put that into practice.
Yeah.
So working and making that healthy diet just your normal lifestyle.
Super cool.
Stay warm. You know, it's cold. So layer up, use a heated blanket, use a heater. Keep yourself warm. Getting a hobby. You've got to have something to do during those months when it's cold and you're holed up inside. So find something that's an indoor activity that you can still enjoy.
Can I ask what your favorite hobby is?
I hate that question. I don't have time for hobbies. Come on. I mean, between, you know, working and taking care of my family and everything else, I get about this much time to myself. Cooking, honestly.
Really?
That is like my relaxation zen place. And my fabulous husband redid our kitchen for us.
Yes.
So I have this big, like, Master Chef style kitchen. And that's honestly what I love to do.
So you love to cook. That's a really fun hobby for you.
Everybody else benefits from it. So, you know, it's great. But no, I really do. I don't get much time to find the new recipes.
Right.
But whenever I stay up late at night surfing Pinterest, I'll find cool things. Or watching Gordon Ramsay, I'll find things that he does.
I love
that.
And
then I go cook and I absolutely love it. If I had to pick a hobby, that'd probably be it.
Guys, find your cooking, whatever that is. Find your cooking. Your eyes lit up with the cooking thing. That's so cool.
It. Well, I wanted to be a chef when I was a kid.
No kidding.
Before I decided to go down this path, I wanted to be a chef. And then I found out that they have terrible hours and don't make good money. And so I diverted from that. But I still love it.
That's cool. It. Yeah. I did not know that about you. That's really neat. That's cool.
Yeah. So find something like that that you enjoy
find cooking.
Doing. Spend time with friends and family.
Okay.
Thankfully, a lot of this falls into the holidays. So, you know, November, December, even into early January, we have a lot going on. But then once it hits like mid-January and getting into February, it's just like, ugh, that's when people really get that weighed down. Like, nobody wants to go anywhere. Nothing's fun anymore. So you've got to still make the time to get out with friends, do things with family. So you're getting that socialization.
Yeah, that is something, especially after the holidays, you might be a little burnt out on all the different activities. And then January, February hits and you realize, oh, I haven't hung out with anybody in, you know, 8 weeks.
And you need to. Or when the Christmas decorations come down. That's always what makes me sad. Once January hits and all my pretty sparkly lights are gone.
Is that your trigger?
Yeah.
That's the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
I love having all the sparkle lights in the house.
Mine is literally the night of Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's over. it's over.
This is true. Yeah. and then, of course, therapy is always an option, you know, having someone to go and talk to about your feelings and all of that.
Yep.
And then supplements. Supplements are always really important. So vitamin D, because we're not getting out in the sunshine as much, so we're not making as much of our own vitamin D. Super common for levels to fall this time of year. So if you're not on it year round, make sure you get on vitamin D in the winter months. B-complex, fish oil, also really beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, 5-HTP. This is a supplement that can help to increase serotonin levels.
Interesting.
Now, the caution to this, don't take it with antidepressants that also increase serotonin levels because you could get too much.
Okay.
But otherwise, it can be beneficial.
That's super interesting. I keep seeing 5-HTP, but I actually didn't know that that's what it did.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Robin, you've explained seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
SAD versus the winter blues. Guys, share this with a friend or whoever you think needs it. Watch it again. We certainly appreciate you guys being here. Robin, thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll see y'all next time.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.